No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen, écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. And welcome to lesson number 92 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 92 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting, au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames, why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting, au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position. I think it's a very bad idea. Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée. It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city there.
Excuse me.
What are they talking about?
Excuse me.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone? Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea
why?
Is...
why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, the park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We have planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira « That's stupid !» C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz « That's enough !» C'est assez. « That's enough !» Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira « You can't do that !» Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté « Calm down !» Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore « Don't be absurd !» Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire « May I continue ? Je veux continuer, puis-je continuer ?»« Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. » Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire « Please don't interrupt. » N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
I disagree. Je suis d'accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I like that idea. J'aime cette idée. I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I think it's a terrible idea. Ou bien encore, d'autres expressions. That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. That's absurd. C'est absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide, enfin. Don't be stupid. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? What does that mean? That's my point. C'est exactement ce que je veux dire. Ou bien, you don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela, donc de quoi parlez-vous? You don't know that. Just a moment, just a moment. Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Just a moment, please. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que disent les autres, just one or two things, just one or two things. Et voilà. And that's it for lesson number 92 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 92 d'English USA. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.